Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's the Bomber Brothers Podcast with Ryan and Sean Chichester.
Swung on and driven to deep left toward the line. She is gone. Aaron Judge lined one right down the line. Swung on and lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Grounding third. Scoring Kiner Falefa. And the Yankees win the ball game with two in the bottom of the ninth.
Hit in the air to left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, a Stantonian home run.
Talking all things Yankees baseball.
What you can't live with is a guy who goes into a slump and doesn't hit home runs like Joey Gallo, Josh Donaldson. They're, you know, that in the last 2 weeks, Gallo's WOBA is 208. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, let's talk about some of these more concerning trends. The ones we just mentioned, or that I was just mentioning, are just kind of blips on the radar that I don't think too many people should be concerned about. But let's get into some of these concerning ones. And again, if you like what you're hearing, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the Bomber Brothers Podcast. So, all right, so here we go. You mentioned Gallo. That WOBA is pretty gag-inducing when you look at it, but I think it's also pretty terrible to see that over his last 10 games, Gallo does not have a single hit. 26 at-bats. He's 0 for 26 in his last 10 games when hitless again last night. Yes, he did draw a walk. I think he's going to be good for some walks every now and then. But, I mean, we are now in July 1st, so we are now approaching 1 year since this trade. How much of a sample size is it going to be until the Yankees just kind of scrap this experiment? I mean, it's clearly not working. Gallo has been a complete net negative at the plate, not running into those home runs like he was doing, or I shouldn't say running into him, because that implies like luck. Like, Gallo was a dynamic home run hitter with the Rangers before this trade, but he's not anymore. He's also not a dynamic walker, I guess you could say, because that was also something he was good for. I mean, he's batting close to 160 right now, but the OPS is also terrible. So I don't know. What do the Yankees do now?
I mean, he still has a relatively decent hard hit rate, but I mean, part of the problem is that he's only got 15 batted ball events in the last 2 weeks.
Exactly. Which, so that, like, you yeah, can throw you that can hit right the, out yeah. the window. If I put two balls in play my entire major league career and one of them I somehow get a barrel on, I have a hard hit rate of 50%.
Good job. But yeah, there's an issue here, and the Yankees need to do something to address it. I saw Randy Wilkins tweet that they should just sit him down for a couple of days and work with him, just like they did with Granderson. Remember when the Yankees got Granderson, he kind of scuffled a little bit. They sat him down, kind of tweaked his swing over the course of a week, and then he got hot. And you know what? I don't know if it's the mechanical stuff. It could just be confidence. Like, hey, I fixed something, even if you think you did. And I think Gallo needs a reset. One way or another, he needs like a hard reset. Unplug him and plug him back in. And then Granderson, I think, had a little calf thing or something and went on the DL like right after he fixed the swing. And then when he came back, he was awesome. And he was awesome in the 2010 playoffs too. Sit him down for a little bit. I think the Yankees can give an outfield of Hicks, Stanton, and Judge a look for a little bit here with Gallo on the bench. And you could put Carpenter out there. I know he hasn't been hitting anymore, but he also hasn't been getting any really consistent at bats. So, hey, why don't we just see what Carpenter has as a DH and throw him out there. I'm not against that, but I would give Gallo a little bit of a rest here because they have to do something. They can't keep running him out there. It's a year now. They have to fix this. He could be your big bat trade deadline acquisition if you fix him.
Oh yeah. I mean, if the Yankees got any kind of production like he was putting up with the Rangers, I mean, let's not forget he was an all-star last year because of what he did with Texas before the trade. But I am certainly all for a somewhat prolonged shutdown. Give this guy a reset, let him try to figure out whatever it is that could be going wrong at the plate right now. Like you said with Granderson, and obviously he became one of the team's best hitters during the rest of his Yankee tenure. So I don't know if that means, you know, maybe give him that week off before the All-Star break, and then you get that and the All-Star break, and all of a sudden you have almost 2 weeks where you can just kind of try to, you know, re-examine your swing, figure out exactly what you're doing wrong, if it is anything mechanical, or if you are just pressing and trying to, you know, I think Boone has mentioned it a few times with Gallo that he's trying to, you know, fix months of slumping with one swing, which someone who's capable of hitting home runs at the rate Gallo does, I can see slipping into that kind of mindset. But I mean, they need to do something. So like it's hard to say that they need to do something now. You know, they're the best team in baseball. They have an incredibly comfortable lead atop the division. So they have awarded themselves the luxury of trying to figure this out with Gallo and try to unlock what he showed for, you know, years before coming here. I think it's important to remember that he was a productive player for years before this trade. So that sample size is much greater than this one. Now, again, sometimes trades to a team like the Yankees or a city like New York just doesn't work out for whatever reason. Some guys don't thrive or enjoy it as much, but I still think the Yankees have given themselves the luxury of being able to try to figure this out. Because again, if somehow after a abbreviated reset, Gallo comes back and is anything like he was with the Rangers last year, with the Rangers the last 3 years, I mean, then the best team in baseball just got a hell of a lot better because their black hole in the lineup would have become pretty much an all-star. So I could see why they're so fixated on trying to make this work and not giving up on it. But I mean, at this point, you have to sit him down because he is, again, hitless in 10 games. That's pretty bad, but it's also not that far off from what he's been doing the entire season.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, he had a terrible month, but he's had a terrible Yankee tenure. And, you know, I don't like we were saying, like, Yankees are the best team in baseball by now 6 games in the loss column. And we're not even at the All-Star break yet. You have the maneuverability to sit down a guy who's really not producing for you anyway. See what you have and see if you can get Carpenter going again for 3 days, 4 days, whatever. And work with Gallo. Like it's the Yankees have a lead, so they can do these things, like add in a sixth starter, sit a guy down and try to get him a reset. Like that's what this lead does for you. And the Yankees should take advantage of that. It's like you know, it's like in other sports when you have a lead and then you try, like in hockey, you'll try different line combinations when you know you've kind of wrapped everything up in case you have an injury and you see how things work. So sit a guy down, put in Carpenter and work with Gallo. I mean, he had 40 home runs in back-to-back years, if I'm not mistaken. And then he had 28 home runs when you traded for him. Like, this guy can hit dingers. Let's get him to doing that again. I'm fine if he hits 200, but he hits, you know, 20 home runs in the second half. Like that'd be great, especially when he walks as much as he does. But you got to get those home runs. He only has what, 9?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, nine home runs this season. He had 38 last year.
Yeah, you can't live with nine home runs for a guy who's hitting 170.
No, and like you mentioned, you can live with the low batting average. He was a 200 hitter last year, but he had an on base percentage of 350 and an OPS above 800. That's still a solid hitter. That's just not the case this year. He has an on base percentage this year of 276, and his slugging percentage is 330. So he's still striking out at the same rate as he usually does. But he's also just not getting on base anymore, not hitting for power anymore. So those are the big problems. I don't care if you bat 200. If you're part of what's already a dynamic Yankee lineup and you're hitting at a 40 home run pace and clearing the bases before these guys ahead of you that are getting on base, and that's a huge asset. Even if you do strike out a couple times a game in between, I still think that's great to have. But again, I don't know what the next step could be aside from a prolonged reset. I mean, they've dropped him all the way down to ninth in the order. They've tried that. They've given him days off and tried to platoon him, and nothing is working. So phantom IL stint, or just bench him for a little while, heading into the All-Star break, so it's an even longer reset. Something like that, I think would help Gallo.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, let's go to the other hitter that you were mentioning that you have some concern about. I personally haven't been thrilled with him all season, but Josh Donaldson is coming out of a month of June, I would say, which would be one to forget, a 71 WRC plus in June after having double that in May. His strikeout percentage went up 10%. I'm sorry, it went up 11% from May to June. So it seemed like Donaldson was trying to figure it out. He was pretty much league average in April and then came alive in May, and you were hoping that he was going to provide a big boost in the lineup, in the middle of the lineup, because, you know, he does, like Gallo, also have a pretty impressive career pedigree behind him. But now he's really struggling. So, I mean, what are you seeing from Donaldson? What should the Yankees do with Donaldson? And what's going to be next for him?
I don't know what's next for Donaldson, because he was terrible for this whole month. I mean, his hard hit rate, again, like Gallo's, isn't terrible, but he's not getting enough. He's not putting the ball in play enough. And for all that we complain about Hicks, Donaldson had a worse WOBA than Hicks did in the last month. He had a worse slugging percentage than Hicks in the last month. Like, you know, like for as much as we complain about one guy, it's like we let this other guy kind of get a pass. And I'm sorry, Donaldson is annoying. Like, so I don't like him. But like Hicks and you know, I mean, I don't know what you do with Donaldson. I don't know if they give him plenty of rest. Like, I think they do a good job of keeping his old legs. Like, you know, they play LeMahieu at third, who's been pretty good over there and very often. And then you can DH Donaldson or have Donaldson have a day off. So this one, I'm not sure what to do with, because to me, it's not as apparent of, oh, sit him down for a little while. I think, he has gotten plenty of rest. I wonder, we saw this last year with Rizzo, right? Like, Rizzo went on the COVID IL. He came back and he wasn't the same. Donaldson was on the IL with COVID, if I'm not mistaken, right? That was an actual case, not a Severino case where he didn't really have it.
Yeah, I believe it was actually. It was right after the Tim Anderson stuff.
Yeah, and since then he's been terrible.
Yeah, he came off the COVID IL, and then he was talking about how he needed some shoulder maintenance, I believe it was. So he had a few problems right there after the Tim Anderson incident, and hasn't really been doing anything since. And you know, at 36 years old, that's kind of the alarm clock for, is this the beginning of the decline, I guess you could say. And it's again a batter in the middle of the lineup you need more out of. And like you said, they do a good job. Boone has always done a good job of this, getting his players rest, yeah. Whether it's because of age or whether it's because of injury concerns. But they've done a good job with him too. I mean, they gave him a half day off last night. He was the DH. He went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. It was definitely a tough night. I'm just looking at his, I'm looking at his numbers from last year, his age 35 season. And in terms of WRC plus, June was his best month of the season. And then he was still really good in July and August, WRC plus of 135 and 139 respectfully. Then in the last month of the season, he dropped down to about league average. So, I mean, he showed just last year that he can be a big time producer in those dog days of summer. So I think there's still hope that he can turn it around. But yeah, right now it's he's another net negative for the Yanks right now.
Well, hopefully, you know, like I said, I don't think he needs a hard reset like Gallo does, but I'm not sure what he needs, and we'll see. It's funny though, the Yankees have really done a great job with some guys. Like Rizzo's barreling the ball up more often and harder than he has in the last couple of years. Trevino comes out and is a great story, but then you get guys like Donaldson and Gallo who it's like, hey, you're not what you once were. And I guess that's just baseball, Susan.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Some guys respond really well to certain hitting philosophies and techniques, and other guys don't. And it might take a little more time and a little straying from the norm in terms of Dylan Lawson's philosophy.